The baking is definitely going to be after the initial Animesh release, and the problem there is just the different technical dependencies. To get the baking on Mesh to work, you've got to update the baking service. You've got to give it the notion of understanding the inventory of Animesh objects. You've got to tell it about Animesh objects. And on the viewer side, we have to implement Bakes on Mesh in general, right? I mean, this is a whole project unto itself that we haven't started yet. So, there's all these questions about, exactly how the UI works and how you add the ability to tweak each individual face of an existing mesh object and flag how the bakes are going to go onto it and all this stuff. So, I mean, to get all of that working, if we made that a requirement for getting the initial release of Animesh out, I mean, it would push the timeline way out. I don't think that anybody's clamoring for, that long a wait. I would really hope that we get something that's viable and useful, even though it doesn't have every possible desired feature, without having the bakes pulled in as a requirement. So the idea that we've had is that there's a follow-on kind of Animesh 2 or Animesh for NPCs or whatever you want to call it that addresses a lot of this other stuff, like having bakes on mesh, like using the object inventory as a sort of an outfit so that you can figure out what your parameters are and apply shapes and all that kind of stuff, so that you can send appearance messages for Animeshes. It's this whole kind of big ball of work that also depends on the Bakes on Mesh project itself, which, again, is a good-sized chunk.